Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. It's Memorial Day. Monday. We got news and stuff right after this. Well, I was getting ready to do the show today, and I thought back to when I graduated in 1965, fully into the Vietnam War. So many of my classmates in Little Roanoke, Indiana. We had 40 in our senior class. Some of those went to Vietnam and never came home alive. Others are still my friends today. They're on Facebook with me. They served gallantly. I was a sicko in some ways. Tried to get into the Army. No, tried to get into the Navy. Tricked a little bit there. Thought I did. And no was the answer. So I never went to the, I have the highest regard, as you should, my friend, to all those men and women who have served our nation in the military. And this weekend, as we think about those who went and lost their lives to give us the freedom we enjoy today in the United States of America.
Thank you. What in the world is going on? Same old, Chicago suffered yet another bloody Memorial Day weekend with at least 51 people shot, including 12 who were killed. The widespread gun violence occurred despite dozens of peacekeepers patrolling the Windy City in an attempt to decrease the bloodshed this weekend. Television station there reported that by Sunday night, 12 people had been shot and killed. A website dedicated to gun violence stats in Chicago reported there were 10 people shot and killed in Chicago on Saturday alone. The site noted that in more than 10 years of covering gun violence in Chicago, there were only three other days that tallied 10 or more homicide. And then there was a family event in New Mexico. Three people died, five more injured in a shooting at a Memorial Day weekend motorcycle rally in Red River, New Mexico. 20,000 people attending the 41st Red River Memorial Day motorcycle rally. They're not sure what went on there. Well, you go ahead and decide. A Stanford University professor and renowned ufologist confidently declared that not only have aliens visited Earth, but they've been here for a long time. Yes, they have. They're demons. That's my thought there. Dr. Gary Nolan, a professor of pathology at Stanford's medical school, made the eyebrow-raising assertion during a recent conference at New York City titled The Pentagon, Extraterrestrial Intelligence, and Crashed UFOs. A lot of people are really interested in this more and more every day. When asked if he believes that aliens have visited the Earth, he declared, "I think you can go much deeper than that. It hasn't just visited Earth, been here for a long time. They're still here. Aliens have been on this Earth for a long time. I think it's an advanced form of intelligence that using some kind of intermediaries. It's not that they walk among us wearing a skin suit. You're going to put something there that I think as an intelligence test." He likened these visiting aliens and UFOs to when South American native tribes first saw Spanish ships, saying that they didn't understand what they were seeing. They're showing up and saying, "Who amongst you are the intelligent enough people to realize what it is you're looking at?" The words of Nolan. Can you see what's in front of you for what it really is? Can you see the anomalous data point? I'm not sure what he's talking about there. But yeah, aliens, no question. I believe with all my heart. They are demons, and yeah, what they spotted recently, those five lights in Arizona, really puzzling. The military, our government, certainly taking note. Something is going on. So, having worked so many years in the news media, actually starting at age 12, I'm always fascinated by what's happening in radio and television and with those that perform there, whether it's a disc jockey or a news person. I was really intrigued, weren't you, by the firing of Tucker Carlson? It seems like big mistake. I think everybody knew that. The ratings of Fox News have plummeted. They have crashed since they fired Tucker. In its first week without Carlson, Fox News Channel primetime viewership tumbled 30%. The Los Angeles Times reports that Fox News Channel averaged 1.14 million viewers for its primetime programming between April the 24th and Sunday, third among cable networks, according to Live Plus same-day figures. But after the firing of Carlson, everything has fallen apart. Megyn Kelly, who used to work there, called these ratings of her former employer, it's a bloodbath. Bloodbath. Not even Bud Light, which is currently giving away its beer in an effort to get people back to drink it again, lost this much customer base. Fox News, they have really blown it. They were clearly determined to destroy Tucker Carlson. Isn't that something? They say if Carlson launched his own program today, it would be bigger than anything Fox has. Well, I would believe that. Do you believe this? We have struck a deal. It's just a big game. You and I are the pawns. After a series of failed votes in early January, Kevin McCarthy from California finally gave in and agreed to add some far-right lawmakers to the obscure but powerful Rules Committee, a demand from conservatives that helped him secure the votes to win the Speaker's gavel. Now, having cut a debt and budget deal with fake President Biden, McCarthy will soon learn whether that concession to the far right was a bridge just too far to pass compromise deals with those Democrats. Often called the Speaker's Committee, the Rules Panel is made up entirely of appointees from the House Speaker and Minority Leader. It's titled in such an extreme way, 9 members of the majority party, just 4 from the minority, that the Speaker always gets his or her way. Well, there you go. And I guess it's going to be a compromise until the 2024 election. We'll put the money there till then. Again, it's just a big, crazy game. And it's, confusing. A reminder, the Lord says this is the day that he has made, and we are to do what? We're to rejoice and be glad in it. What are you rejoicing about today, this Memorial Day Monday? Living in today's world, an area you may not want to visit with me, but I think it's necessary. Let's take a look at something special today. So what in the world is going on this sacred day of remembrance? We pay tribute to the fallen warriors who gave their dying breath in service to this exceptional nation. In the soil of 1,000 battlefields and hometown cemeteries lie the greatest heroes of our shared history. Their final acts of devotion fill every patriot's heart with awe, respect, and pride. Today, more than any other, our country gives them the recognition they deserve. The Memorial Day tradition began over a century and a half ago as Decoration Day in the aftermath of the Civil War. Families and communities gathered together and adorned the grave markers of their fallen loved ones with flags and flowers. The custom continued, and today Gold Star families, aging battle buddies, and childhood friends will make similar pilgrimages to the final resting place of our beloved heroes. Thousands of Americans will come to talk, pray, cry, reminisce, and silently salute. They will leave pictures, bouquets, ID tags, and keepsakes on the graves and headstones. These tokens tell a story of unbelievable sacrifice, of parents that never had a chance to attend a daughter's wedding, never taught their son to ride a bike, never met their grandchildren, and never experienced a heartwarming reunion with their spouse after deployment. The simple white headstones that mark military graves in Arlington cannot fully convey each warrior's story and devotion to duty, but beneath them are men and women whose love for this country was so great that they were willing to forsake all future happiness in this world for the United States of America, and many did. Their sacrifices make those gardens of stone our nation's most sacred shrine. Our heroes gave their lives for the greatest causes and nation in the history of mankind. They earned our eternal memory and our prayers of gratitude. They give meaning to the words, God bless America. God blessed us with them and continues to bless us with men and women just like them today. I think I first saw this in 2019, and it circulates now and then. What? It's a picture of
of a military man working on a Marine uniform. It says, this is a picture the military has never let anyone see until now. This is a picture behind the scenes at Dover Air Force Base, where the bodies of fallen soldiers are prepared for burial. And that includes being properly dressed all the way down to the smallest detail. In this picture, you see Staff Sergeant Miguel Danes. He's making sure the uniform is just right for an Army pilot killed in Afghanistan. There's a specific process once a fallen soldier is returned to the United States. The bodies are flown back to this country in a cargo jet. A team of service members wearing white gloves carries the coffin, covered with flags, to a white van that takes them to the Armed Forces Medical Examiner. The remains are washed, the hands are scrubbed clean, hair is shampooed. If necessary, bones are wired together, and damaged tissue is reconstructed with flesh-tone wax. Sometimes they'll use photos, sometimes just intuition, to recreate wrinkles in faces and lines around the mouth and the corner of the eyes. It has to look normal, like someone is sleeping. Once the body is ready, then the uniform is prepared. That includes putting medals in the proper order on the ribbon rack above the jacket's breast pocket. During the height of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, 10 to 20 bodies arrived every day. The embalmers often worked at night to get bodies home on time. That can take an emotional toll, and the mortuary there has a large gym so workers can blow off steam. Many say they are haunted by how young the fallen soldiers are and by how many of them leave behind small children. That's why Sergeant Danes says that he's advised not to research into the background of the soldiers. If I knew the story of every individual who went through here, I would probably be in a padded cell by now. The dress uniforms being prepared in this particular case will be in a closed casket. Even so, it will be perfectly tailored, starched, pressed, and everything will be checked down to the minutest detail. Sergeant Dine says, the family is not going to see it, but I do for myself, and it's more than an honor. It's a blessing to dress that soldier for the very last time. So today, again, a reminder comes, do not forget.
Finally, on my Facebook page, there are a bunch of people, probably a Florida beach. It looks like hundreds getting into the water. And it says, your day at the beach. And then below are guys in uniform jumping off of the watercraft onto the beach, made possible by their day at the beach. Never, ever forget. God has given you one more day. Serve Him. No matter what. Thank you, Lord.
Where's my Bible? Life 101. Right after this important message.
Well, last night I was doing a little channel surfing here or there. Came upon a program where they were honoring different fallen heroes of all different ages, different times. And it was hard. Just like the story, you're not supposed to know too much about the person you're working with relative to preparing a body, a military soldier, man or woman, for burial. I can see it. I still have in my mind what I saw last night and heard on this special program. But it's necessary. Yes, it is. Remembering, we're free. Why? Because of those who've sacrificed so much. Without them, where would the United States of America be today? It's a good time. We should do it more often. Pause and be thankful for everything God has done in your life, my friend. I know that I am.
Well, we're continuing on with the Memorial Day weekend. You know, we need to be concerned about others more than ever for their good, really. For many people, this weekend, of course, is the picnic, the parade, the pub, who knows. We'll be grilling and family fun, right? But today, there's going to be a few rare souls who'll be going to the graveside of deceased loved ones and remembering. Remembering is so important. Remembrance can be tough to do, and perhaps that's why so many don't do it. But it's generally good to remember others. Deceased or otherwise, looking at my Facebook page this Monday morning, my goodness, all kinds of tributes to family and friends and classmates and It's always good to think of others, to love others, to remember others, is it not? Remembering people in death. John chapter 11, very good example. What a story we have there. A reminder? Well, what's happening? It's a God incident. That's what's happening. Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. John chapter 11. You know, Jesus loved people, did he not? He died for people. What an understatement that is. He loved people. And at times, Jesus loved more intensely in others. And there's nothing wrong with that. You do it. I do it. We are to love all people, but there are just times when we love some more intensely, and they're needing a little bit more love from us than others. It's all right to do that, to show them that love at times. When someone is hurting, don't you love them even more? If not, the question might be, why not? Because you should. We have someone that shared yesterday in church about a problem, and I've been thinking about her and the prayer request she had, and yeah, I'm loving her a little more in the Lord this Monday morning. Romans 12:15, rejoice with those who rejoice. Do you do that? Do you weep with those that weep? Sometimes people hurt a whole lot. They weep. And it's during these times that we need to show them greater kindness and more intense love than ever. They need to be loved. They need to be remembered. How's your love life? Come on. How much do you really love people? We need to remember people in death. Jesus loved Lazarus, who just died. Jesus loved his sisters as well. Jesus remembered them. Have you ever remembered anyone in death? During their death, during their process of them leaving this world, all kinds of stories available there. Here's a moving story, I think, called Dad's Glimpse of Heaven. His last words left us with something to look forward to. 4 o'clock in the morning. The nurse woke Dad to give him a breathing treatment. Mr. Hershberger, do you know where you are? Goshen Hospital, he answered politely, and then he closed his eyes again. She wrapped the blood pressure cuff around his arm. Mr. Hershberger, who's the President of the United States? Dad looked at me with an expression that said, do I have to answer these silly questions here in the middle of the night? She raised her voice, Mr. Hershberger, who's the President of the United States? Do we have one, he asked. Good answer, Dad, I teased him. The nurse laughed loudly, gave him a mock punch on the shoulder, put the oxygen mask over his face, and turned on the noisy machine. I guess you are awake and alert, she said. A week or two, that's how long the doctor said Dad would live, and we wanted to make the most of every minute we had. I was glad to sit with my father-in-law during the night while my husband Dwight slept on a sofa in the visitor's lounge down the hall. We had sweet memories. I brushed the damp hair from his forehead. I wonder how it feels to know that you're soon going to be seeing God. It feels good, Dad said without any hesitation. It's such a mystery. Tell us what you feel and see and hear to help us understand what you're experiencing. I'll try, he promised. Are you scared? Nope, he said. I feel at peace. I've been wishing to go to heaven today all day long. That was a Tuesday night. In 4 days, Dad would be transferred to the nursing center where he had hoped he'd never have to go. I thought about Dad falling asleep and not waking up. There were some things that I wanted to tell him. Hey, Dad, soon after Dwight and I started dating, he told me what you said about me. You told him that he'd picked a good one. You told him I was a peach. You know, no one ever called me a peach before. You know, I've loved you ever since. He squeezed my hand and closed his eyes. I better be quiet and let you sleep, I apologized. No, he said quickly. I want you to keep talking. I can't keep my eyes open, though. Suddenly, Dad jumped as though startled by something. I sat up, held both of his hands in mine, and put my face close to his. Is something wrong, Dad? His eyes were open, but he didn't seem to see me. I'm leaving. I thought I heard him say in a weak voice. I'm leaving. So I asked, did you say I'm leaving? I asked quickly. I'm leaving, he repeated more distinctly. He sure didn't mean dying. Not yet. I tried to think of some appropriate last words to say if this is really the case, if it really is the end, but my mind just went blank. I started to say, I love you, but he interrupted me with one word. It sounded like cold. Oh, you're cold? I tried to reach for a blanket, but he wouldn't let go of my hand. He tensed and quickly spelled it out for me with emphasis on the G sound. G-O-L-D. Gold. G-O-L-D. Gold. And silver. G. And he kept saying it. I was shivering. My heart was really pounding. I leaned my head against the cold metal bed rail. Lord, please carry him gently, I prayed. We love you, Daddy, I kept repeating as he took four long, shuddering breaths, and then he was still, and his hands just went limp. I should call the nurse, I thought, but I couldn't move. I sat there in the darkness, holding Daddy's badly bruised hand with intravenous fluid still running into them. My forehead seemed fused to the bed rail. Tears ran down my face. 6 inches from my face, something supernatural just occurred. Something far greater than my mind could absorb. I knew God was in the room, but I couldn't see him. I couldn't feel him. I longed to be able to see what Dad had seen. I gently laid Dad's hand on the bed and walked out to the nurse's station. I dried my cheeks and blew my nose. Excuse me, I said. My father-in-law is gone. She jumped out of the chair. What do you mean, gone? He just died, I said with a sob. That can't be, she stammered. He was just joking with me. She grabbed her stethoscope, rushed into the room, turned on the lights, called his name loudly. I walked down the hall to tell my husband that his father had just gone to heaven, and there really is gold there. Brothers, sisters listening today, have you ever been in a situation like that? That's remembering and loving a person in death. I know a lady who works for a nursing home. She's made it her mission to sit with the dying if no family member is present. You know, I know that's hard to do and not everyone can do that sort of thing. But if you have strong enough faith in the Lord, if it's strong enough, it can be done, it should be done. Her thinking is that no one should ever die alone. She wants to demonstrate love for the dying as they leave this world. Bless that dear woman's heart, amen. We all need to remember people in death in some form or another. Go to the cemetery where your loved ones are buried and remember. It may shock your heart somewhat, but just do it anyway. Someone once said, "Say goodbye to me, but not to the thought of me." Remember your loved ones who've gone before. Remember and appreciate them. Remember and rejoice in their good. Remember and praise God for them. Say goodbye to me, but not to the thought of me. We should all remember people in death. To all our troops, men and women, God bless you. Thank you for your service. We at Hello World, Greg Patton Ministries, mean that sincerely. It's a big deal. We pray for you frequently. And finally, here's a good one. A couple of kids ask, what was it like growing up? So this guy said he took their cell phone, shut off the internet, gave them a popsicle, told them to go outside till the streetlights came on. How many can identify with that? Here's a picture with a house cat. It's actually standing up with a nice little pink sweater and a pink necklace around its neck with the caption, "Susan, don't ever leave me at Grandma's house again." I wonder. Oh, why not? That's it. Had my say for a Monday. So grateful you would stop by and see us this Memorial Day 2023. Remember, honor, respect. Join me on Facebook if you get a chance. Greg, Jerry, G, Pat, B-T-T-E-N. And continue to pray for us as we counsel in the area of the spirit world. A lot of things happening. Looking forward to getting our book out to the public very soon. And that's the way it is. Memorial Day, Monday, May 29th, 2023. God bless. Have a great day.